Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this episode we'll talk about checklists. Why should we use checklists? You know, military, aviation, pilots, nurses, doctors, etc. all use checklists. Why? Are they more stupid than you and me? I don't know. For my own reference, they're definitely not stupider than me. Probably very hard.
So,
the point of them using these checklists is, of course, so things will not get missed. They would like a consistency. They would like to keep a high quality, and it has nothing to do with intelligence. And therefore, we
could also use checklists
when and wherever needed. And this brings us, you know, last episode we talked about simplicity. There's a book about this checklist that I recommend called Checklists Manifesto. He argues that, you know, checklists should be very simple.
And I like the
word elegant, as we talked about last episode. And he mentions 6 to 9 bullets, or, you know, items on your list. Because according to him, we have that in our working memory. And I tend to agree, shorter is usually better. 3 to maybe top 9, I would say, as a reference. And, you know, in the course, Focused Productivity will provide you with some guiding stars for instance, the weekly review. You know, we use the GTD, Building a Second Brain framework, where you, every week or more often, more less often, depending on your level of work, you review your open loops, your open tasks, and plan ahead. Close everything. So that's you. We use a checklist. And, you know, we have checklists for every problem that you can encounter. It's very simple, you know, it's 3 steps. But let's bring us back to, for instance, military, being a veteran. So for every education session or drill, at least in the Swedish military, I assume every military uses this to get consistency. So they have, you know, in the beginning of the session, they have a goal for the session. Then they explain the purpose. And then, you know, we do the actual drill or exercise. And then we have review. And those are like very simple high-level steps. And, you know, in the military, when we have an engagement, we also have something called after-action review, which is also a form of checklist. Ask very simple questions.
And this brings us
back to, I mentioned the KISS, keep it simple, in the last episode.
To keep those checklists simple.
So one story from my own life, just the other day when we went to the pool, me and my family.
So then I was
supposed to bring all the kids' stuff. We have a couple of kids.
So I got the list
from my partner.
In iOS.
They have this checklist built in.
There was like
10, 15 items, towels, floating devices, etc. Very simple. But then she missed a couple of things. So I just added that.
And that is
a very, you know, day-to-day example of working with checklist and also being agile, meaning iterating. So she created the baseline and I modified it. And now it's even more enhanced. So now we could probably outsource this bringing all the stuff to the pool as just a very day-to-day, everyday life example. There's another guy called Charlie Munger who talks about checklists. Charlie Munger, if you don't know, he is the partner, the wingman to arguably one of the richest persons ever lived, Warren Buffett. Charlie Munger is the grumpy sidekick, but he written a great book called Poor Charlie's Almanac. And what do you think he argues in that book? He argues about checklists, obviously. So in his case, he mentions, you know, professors, that they miss a lot of things. They think they're so smart, they don't need checklists. And he, being one of the richest guys still alive, argues that it's very important to have checklists. And, you know, be humble. And he mentioned something called mental models. Use them as a checklist.
So
mental models is a way of saying that our brain takes shortcuts. So for instance, if you meet a lot of people in a room, your brain automatically don't start from zero, which would be very nice for all these unique individuals. Your brain takes shortcuts and judge them, you know, depending on what they wear, how they look, how they move, etc. So bringing this to a macro environment, in the Charlie Munger case when he invests and so on, he knows that our brains, if you like the person, you have a tendency to do certain things with that person. If you dislike the person, you probably judge them more harsh, etc. Daniel Kahneman wrote this in his book Think Fast and Slow as well, for the two brains. So that brings us back to now the checklist that Charlie Munger and the Checklist Manifesto argues for. So if you have checklists, you can, you know, skip trusting your brain, which is very more loose in my case, meaning not trustworthy in every case, and you can have a consistency in your life. So the week's tasks, or this episode's task, is for you to review what steps do you do often. It can be something like, you know, checking your email. It can be your weekly review. It could be going to the swimming pool with your kids. Try. Create a checklist, not more than 9 items to start with. And let me know how it goes. We'll provide templates, of course, and artifacts in the course. So send me an email or sign up for the course, and I see you in the next class. Until then, take care.